Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way. We're also on Gab, the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and capitalize the word America. And we're on Parler, at The Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, for more information. And you can also communicate with us over there. Now, joining us right now, our number two, the professor of politics out there in La La Land, otherwise known as California, and that would be Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Joe Biden's got a big problem, and he's going to have a big headache trying to figure this one out. Because yesterday, the defense minister for Israel, the Israeli defense minister, went on Fox News and told the world Israel and the military is planning to strike the Iranian nuclear sites.
Very true. And I can say how President Biden could cure that headache, Captain. He could cure the headache by simply not pursuing the path that he's pursuing right now with the Iranian nuclear deal.
Leaving the sanctions on or making them worse.
Exactly. In other words, again, the continuity between the Trump administration and the Biden administration would be very good in this respect, such that Iran would continue to be isolated, would continue to be put in the box, and Israel would not have to be seriously contemplating. I mean, obviously, they're always looking at what they may have to do, but they wouldn't be seriously contemplating this. But that being said, that's not going to happen in terms of Joe Biden reversing policy, but what Israel may carry through with is having to go after numerous targets inside Iran that are used for their nuclear program. And then it's twofold, Captain. Once they do something like that, they're going to be attacked by proxies like Hezbollah with hundreds and hundreds or thousands of rockets.
Right.
They have a contingency plan for that as well.
They sure do. Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing. We found out yesterday that a new nuclear facility was located by some Iranian dissidents. They put proof of that up on the internet. And there was an interview with somebody on Israeli TV about it. Apparently, about the time they took out that Iranian nuclear scientist, remember when that happened?
Right.
That this plant was being scrubbed at the time because they were producing a lot of nuclear material to be used for making a bomb. It was nuclear-grade material they were producing, but somebody went in there and scrubbed it down so that you couldn't verify that's what was going on, and the dissidents said, oh, no, not so fast, uh-uh, and they threw out a bunch of video and tapes about what that place was, and it kind of gets your head turning again. Here's Iran in plain sight, doing what they said, oh, we're not doing anything. We're only producing power for our country. No, they weren't. No, they weren't.
Well, it just goes to show you cannot trust, repeat, cannot trust the Iranian regime on any of this stuff. They are hell-bent, Captain, in order to produce those bombs. They are hell-bent in order to go after other parts of the Middle East, namely Israel. And the very fact that Joe Biden's reversing the policies that have been working means that the Middle East could boil over literally at any moment. Even Henry Kissinger, I think, was quoted just recently as talking about needing to uphold what Trump had already started in the Middle East. So that's big time. Now, obviously, there may be other nuances and so forth, but to simply, literally create havoc when that policy was working and Iran was being isolated and other Arab states in the Middle East were already coming around to make peace with Israel, this is just a foolhardy to throw all that away.
Right. And I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. By the way, we're getting ready to take a break. But before we do, March the 29th, I've been invited to participate in Vietnam Veterans Day at the Mission Barbecue up on the USF campus up there, which is where I'll be going that day. More on that. And then coming up April the 13th, the Tea Party Manatee's 13th birthday. I'll be the MC that night, and one of the guests that's confirmed to be there is an author as well as a conservative talk radio host, Sam Sarbo, and she's going to be there. And yes, that's Hercules' wife.
That's right. Yeah. Samantha. She goes by Sam. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. She's got a radio show, and she also has a very successful book that she wrote that's out there that I'm sure she'll be selling that night, too. But it's all good. She's out down here on some sort of tour. And April the 13th, it'll be there at Mixon Farms. We'll be out back in the pavilion under the stars.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. That's a nice place there. Okay, so we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And when we come back, Justice Amy Coney Barrett was a star yesterday. We'll tell you what she did that got everybody's attention. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And in Florida, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you tell them I sent you. Yep, that's right. They'll handle the insurance claim and come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, brand new windshield, and $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish up the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Ocala, Daytona Beach, and Port Charlotte, and all areas in between, they are ready to take care of your windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Get that $100 put right in the palm of your hand, and I don't know anybody that's doing that. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. That masked man emerges again. All right. Now, Justice Amy Coney Barrett issued her first Supreme Court majority opinion. What did she say, and what was this about?
This had to do with the Sierra Club having to disclose documents under the Federal Freedom of Information Act. And that's right. And so there was a 7-2 opinion, I believe, that said that
right.
They did not have to disclose those documents in that case.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's very good. And glad to see that she's made a mark for herself now. Now, forget the COVID tests. The left isn't talking enough about the mental health crisis that's emerging from the coronavirus lockdowns, and it is very serious and very real, and we're not hearing anything about it, and that's just wrong.
It is wrong, and it's pervasive.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, people that I talk to, people that you talk to, families that we know, the lack of kids being able to go to school regularly has had an enormous effect. And also, Captain, school kids, but also adults, wondering when it's all going to, you know, come to, you know, when we're going to get back to normal. And so it's been very difficult for a lot of people, and there's a lot of support that needs to be given. So especially between friends and families, neighbors, everybody's looking for a little encouragement. Yeah.
Now, Betty from Rocket City, you know where that is?
Rocket City,
Alabama, Huntsville.
Right, okay.
Yeah, Benny from Rocket City is saying, where the hell are the Democrats getting all the money for all this stuff they're showing up with? First it was the stimulus program. Now it's an infrastructure package. Now we're hearing about another stimulus program coming up behind it. Is there that much money to be borrowed from China? Well, Betty, it's not being borrowed. They're printing the money.
Well, that's right. If you or I printed it on printers, Captain, they'd throw away the key. But this is a different version of printing money, I guess. But that's exactly what's happening. And that's why it's so important if this is going to be the way it's going to be done because of an emergency, we have to, we shouldn't have the kind of over-the-top spending that we see for other stuff that's not directly going to people to help them pay bills.
Now, we had that horrible accident this week with the illegals in the SUV. I believe it was 15 of them were killed. It might have been 17. I don't know what the exact number is now. Do you?
I think it is 15 from last I heard, yes.
Okay. And they got hit by a set of pups, a semi, which, by the way, I've heard them say gravel truck. It wasn't a gravel truck.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those bulk trucks that they load onions in.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what's a little technicality like that, right?
Well, again, the damage was just beyond extensive. And again, because the people had been placed into this SUV, modified,
yeah,
obviously, on the inside, it was just, yeah, a terrible tragedy waiting to happen.
And they came down a road of some sort, a farm road, that took them right to a fence. And what they did was they managed to take that fence, a metal fence, a pretty substantial metal fence, and cut it such to where when they busted through with the vehicle, it just opened up like a garage door and they just kept on coming. But we're being told by the sheriff in that area that this happens all the time where they take these roads and they block them off, and there's still a road, and it's a road the cartel uses, and they just come in there and do the same thing that we just saw. Sometimes they'll do it with their truckload shipments.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. But, again, the very fact that these things are happening, you know, it should be a real wake-up call that this isn't an isolated incident at all.
Oh, no.
And unfortunately, more and more people are going to be in harm's way because of the wrong policies, obviously, that are being pursued at this point.
Yeah, and I love the firing back and forth. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he's a great governor, and I'll take my governor because he's as good or better than Greg Abbott is in Texas. Sorry, Texas. But he said that Biden is the Neanderthal for letting in the COVID-positive migrants into the U.S. and not telling us where they went.
Well, exactly. And Jen Psaki over at the White House basically said, well, it's not factual, this kind of deal, but then where do they go? And
oh,
they're not really able to defend this policy or defend these actions.
I just found, when we say Jen Psaki,
mm-hmm,
here's going to be the reaction. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Jen Psaki. Go ahead. Say it.
Circle back.
No, say nope. Jen. No, say Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki.
Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki.
How's that?
Okay.
How's that? Okay. Yeah. A little Jen Psaki laugh for us.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. No, I forgot I had that. That's a good. We can do a Jen Psaki segment next time. Somewhere along the line, I'll use that.
Well, but you know, again, I honestly wonder sometimes, but. You know, she's had a kind of a rough start, I think, to say the least, as being the...
She had a rough finish when she was at the State Department, which is why she wasn't there.
Well, yeah, exactly. But again, people have a right to know what's going on, especially if during a pandemic of all things, you know, it's difficult to go out in public and do regular things because of the infections or possible infections. But yet if people come across the border and they tested positive and then they're sent off to where? We don't know. It seems like that could be, and I'm just going on a limb here, Captain, could be a public health problem.
You think?
Yeah, exactly. And so, but that, again, things have to be consistent. They have to follow some kind of common sense. But the political thing has just absolutely taken over the Democrats. They don't know. They can't see the forest for the trees here.
Yeah, and I'm talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Now, Donald Trump did something kind of strange yesterday, strange to a certain degree. He's telling Fox News, not that he has anything to do with them, to dump the rhino, Karl Rove.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, very, very interesting. I can't imagine Fox News without Karl Rove's whiteboard thing on there. But yeah, that's really very interesting why he specifically named Karl Rove.
Yeah, and they said, what's he done for, Trump said, what's he done for your ratings?
Mm-hmm.
Not much, I don't think.
Well, exactly. I mean, but Karl Rove does have some insight.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a lot of it. He helped get George W. Bush elected.
Yeah, now, so, did you see who's coming to Fox a little bit later this month?
Would it be Kayleigh McEnany?
That's right. Going to have her own program.
Yeah. That's right. Exactly. I think she's going to do quite well.
Sure.
Yeah,
she's going to be another Shannon Bream.
I think so. I really do think that she has a good perspective on things. I think she's going to do a great job.
Yeah, and I don't know what time slot she's going to take, but I suspect it may be that 7 p.m. time slot.
Mm-hmm. They could really
where they keep inserting different guest hosts.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
By the way, Alabama, the governor in Alabama yesterday said that she was not going to join the red states in tossing a mask mandate. She was still going to keep an eye on things for about another month or so and then make another decision.
Yeah, and that's, again, based on her own evaluation of that. I think it's important to point out, too, Captain, that what Governor Abbott is saying is that there's no mask mandate, for example. We're going to open up. There's no mask mandate. But bet your bottom dollar, a lot of these establishments are going to continue to require a mask. And guess what? People are going to put a mask on before they go in there.
And, folks, if your pet is fat, don't blame it on the pet. Blame it on COVID-19. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll across the overnight radio airwaves all across America and around the world. And hello to Steve in Thailand. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A federal judge has ordered a 2-month continuance in the case of the man who sat at Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk during the January 6th riot at the Capitol. Richard Barnett erupted at the judge during the virtual hearing. The adjournment means he'll be detained until the next hearing. A Dallas police officer with 13 years on the force has been charged with capital murder. Police Chief Eddie Garcia says Brian Reiser was charged after a man came forward claiming that Reiser had ordered him to kill a man and a woman in 2017.
There's an old adage in police work that says that no one hates a bad cop more than a good cop. We hire individuals from the human race, and when we find individuals such as this, it's the actions that we take afterwards that we should be judged by. We will hold ourselves accountable to the highest levels.
Reiser is now on administrative leave. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90. Number to call is 833-848-2590.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two. And I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. But before I do, this portion of the program brought to you by the XP Stem Cell Patch. I happen to have one right now on my ankle, kind of helping me a little bit with what I'm doing when it comes to the swelling and whatnot, just in a little way to make sure everything works the way it's supposed to. But here's more about them right now.
Hi folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out X39 Rapid Pain Release Stem Cell Patches that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better sleep, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, realizing their election law changes under the guise of COVID-19 were unconstitutional, the Democrats are now seeking to codify their violations with H.R. 1, this according to Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio. Now, this is about codifying and federalizing the changes as the bill has come from the House to the Senate, and now, because they've already used the reconciliation and they've changed the rules in the Senate again, when you have to have 60 votes to get it to the floor for a vote, that doesn't mean that you can't put it in committee and start talking about it, which is what they'll do. But then we'll see if they can get the 60 votes to actually bring it up for a vote. Kyle, what do you think is going to happen here?
Well, it's going to be harder than they think, you know, because they've decided to go the reconciliation route with the COVID-19 stimulus package. But, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff in this HR1 bill, Captain. Number one, of course, states are responsible for running their own elections to produce their electors for presidential elections. I don't think you can go federalize that. I can see there's going to be challenges to this if it were to pass and get through and be signed. But also, of course, you got that 6-to-1 level for the federal matching funds and so forth. I mean, all kinds of stuff in this bill just seems to, I mean, the bill tell us, well, we're expanding voting rights and we're going to, you know, we're going to make it all better. But it's not really the case. They're slanting it too far in the favor of the Democrat Party, and they know it.
Okay, but still, this HR 1, which everybody's concerned about because it changes our voting upside down, and they're doing it unconstitutionally because constitutionally these sorts of things result. Need to be done by the states pursuant to the Constitution, not by the Congress of the United States.
Well, exactly. And so, again, they're trying to capitalize on the aftermath of the election, the January 6th events at the Capitol, and so on and so forth. They're trying to capitalize on all this stuff and calls that there were fraud in the election, and they're simply trying to do this while they can, and they believe that they have a possibility of actually getting it through, so that, again, that they hold a stranglehold on the American election system.
Now, the Biden Department of Justice has come out and asked the Supreme Court of the United States to dismiss the sanctuary city cases that were on the docket and put there by the Trump administration.
Well, sure. Well, of course. You know, they want to stop that immediately for obvious reasons. Under the Trump administration, they'd already, I think, won one of those challenges that came to the policy, I believe. But basically, this is, again, the Biden administration and Joe Biden himself evidently making good on his promise to appease the very far left with these kinds of ideas.
Uh-huh. Now, let's see. I got a question here from Amy, and Amy is in Cleveland, Tennessee. She's going, Cap and I heard that Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, was not giving Trump any credit for the vaccines and Operation Warp Speed. Is that true? Well, it is true, Amy.
Yeah, it's completely true. And again, it's like they want to act as though nothing was done on COVID, or at least the Trump administration never existed, but only insofar as that they could criticize it for something. But anything that was done in good faith by the former president is just not going to show up, I think, in any kind of White House briefing, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I just got another, who is this from? This is from James, but it's not James. I thought it was James in Clearwater. It's not. It's James in out in your area, San Bernardino, California. He said, I understand that dozens of attorney generals, state attorney generals, and GOP lawmakers may be joining together in a class action suit to try to stop H.R. 1. Well, I heard that, but I haven't seen that. What have you seen, Kyle?
Yeah, I haven't seen anything concrete on it yet, but I would not be surprised because, again, this is the kind of thing where, you know, you can look at it and say, look, this doesn't comport with the constitutional structure here. And so at the very least, a lawsuit would begin that process. One might think eventually it would get to the Supreme Court, but it just seems like it's on its face unconstitutional.
Now, when we talk about the service industry, what are we talking about?
Well, people that may work at maybe fast food restaurants or hospitality.
They hotels.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Car washes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because we can expect higher prices and changes in the service industry after the minimum wage gets raised post-COVID, because it's going to go up. We just don't know what it's going to go up to. But what's going to happen is you're going to start to see another group of robots come out and automated places where you place your order, like they did before in McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's. They put those away, but they're going to bring them back. You want to bet?
Well, they will, because they're designed to work under a certain set of circumstances in terms of their costs, their labor costs, and so forth. Now, those do change over time, and there are ways to adapt to that. But if you do something that's very, very shocking to the system, of course they're going to bring in automation wherever they can. That's going to put a lot of people out of work. It's going to mean that a lot of young people aren't going to be able to get that first job, basically, to start getting experience and get out in the workforce. It's going to have a real deleterious effect, no doubt about it.
By the way, Lucia is sending me something here. I thought they made electric wire fences. They also have sensor alarm systems to warn criminals as well to alert authorities. Is that not allowed in the USA, or is it only something some prison sites are using and a few states are out of? Well, it's not. She's talking about along the border. They're not going to put electric fences on the border, believe me.
No, I don't think that they ever would. Typically,
you think they got people yelling now? You wait till they do something like that.
Well, sure. I mean, especially when you know, sort of old school technique can do a lot of the work, and then back that up with all the high tech stuff and the sensors and drones and the technology that's able to track and find movement, that kind of stuff.
Now, Joe Biden is attempting to find some sort of bipartisan help in his infrastructure bill, because this is another part of the COVID relief that we're hearing about and stimulus, where they want to go in there and put people to work, and they're going to get all these great union jobs. It's all going to be union. Have you been to a road project lately and see how many union people are actually working on them?
Right, yeah.
Not very many.
Right.
Yeah. So every time he puts this out there about the union jobs, does he not understand, like we understand, that that's just not what's happening in the real world today?
Well, and who helped create a lot of union jobs? That would be Donald Trump.
Well, because he had to have union workers doing, the different building and the construction for the places he had and all that stuff. I remember in New York, because he was very happy and very friendly with all those guys, all of them.
Well, of course, of course. And so that's the thing. If negotiate and with the unions and so forth. Because again, if you can create a win-win situation for people, Captain, and that starts with creating the jobs in the first place, then everybody can get something good out of it, go away from the negotiation happy. But, Joe Biden, he praises the unions, but boy, I think he's hurting them.
Yep. Hold that thought. Coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. So don't go anywhere. Kyle and I will be right back. And we're going to update everything and see what's going on snow-wise. Again, there is some snow out there in the higher elevations out west. So we'll let you know about that. We'll let you know about way up north in the northeast, where there's snow up there, way up north. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her very much doing that for us. Donna Fiducia, of course, with Fox News, and I first ran into her on September 11th, 2001, when she came down to the World Trade Center to do a report, and I was still there limping around. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Okay, now, this portion of the program brought to you by our pilots and Flying J's around the country. Don't forget, Pilot and Flying J, become a member of the Drivers Club. Get yourself some points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the trucker's store. Use them to save money, and you can also use it in the Drivers Club to trade off and get something out of the Drivers Club. And they've also got an RV club. That's the Pilot and Flying J. All right, here we go. Rod Stewart, Hot Legs. Hey, Kyle, how's that for a follow-up?
I love it. Yeah, that's back from 1977, one of the great Rod Stewart records, really, of all time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, positively. All right, well, let's see what changed in the last hour. And we did have a little bit of a change here. We got a little bit more weather starting to show up on the map here, which is what you expect. Now, let's go back here to where we started. And there's quite a bit of fog showing up now in North and South Dakota. So, mild and warm, above-average temperatures are expected the next several days in the Northern Plains and Upper Midwest. Meanwhile, a system will drop from the South Central Plains into Florida over the next couple of days into the weekend with some rain and thunderstorms scattered around the state. And finally, locally heavy rain and heavy mountain snow is going to be expected across the Pacific Northwest into Northern California for the next few days. And west of Seattle, up there in the higher elevations, 3,000 feet and up, a foot and a half expected.
That's exactly right, Captain. We are tracking a flood advisory, a flood watch, I should say, in that same area just west of Seattle. That's going to bring a lot of rain in the lower elevations. 2 to 3 inches of rain is forecast in that area. This is the Olympic Mountains there, and that goes on through Friday afternoon. Other weather that we're watching tonight as well, this is a winter weather advisory south of Denver near Colorado Springs along I-25, and that, Captain, could also bring a lot of snow in that area, accumulations up to about 2 inches, also gusting winds as much as 40 miles per hour, and this winter weather advisory extends all the way down I-25 into northern New Mexico as well, and I think over into Texas a little bit, just about as far as Amarillo is as well tonight. In Nevada, lake wind advisory, this coming down I-80, both east and west of Reno, so be careful there as you come on into California. High wind warning in southern Oregon in the Oregon in the Lakeview area, and we talked about Seattle, and then also winter weather advisory in Northern California, as well as I said again, coming across I-80, coming west out of Reno, that extends down throughout the Yosemite Valley. Tomorrow in Southern California, Captain, we're going to have warm weather, and that's going to turn in perhaps to rain as we come into next week, it looks like. But tomorrow should be pretty warm, a little off the norm.
All right, well, starting out in North Dakota, if you're coming west on 94 out of Fargo, headed towards Bismarck, by the time you get about 20 miles to the west there, you're going to be in pea soup dense fog all the way to Bismarck, and that fog goes straight up north to the Canadian border, and then on an angle northwest into the Montana border, up along the Canadian border there, northeastern part of Montana. So be advised, it's very dense fog. That also goes down into the central part of South Dakota, about halfway down through the state, and it looks like it's spreading, so that may be moving along as the night continues. Down in the southwest corner of Nebraska, got some winds down there, as well as in the northeast corner of Wyoming, and then moving over into the Mississippi River Basin from Illinois south. You've got a lot of flooding near the Mississippi River because of all the water coming down now, warmer temperatures, and the ice packs that are blocking some of the rivers to where the water's going over the banks and flooding the areas. There is some flooding in Tennessee over just east of Memphis down on towards the Mississippi line, and some flooding in Mississippi as well. We do have some winds tonight up in the Atlanta area, all the way up to the Tennessee and North Carolina borders, so be advised of that. And we've got a gale warning now that's popped up over on, of all places, Lake Huron in northern Michigan. So in the UP, it's a little windy up there tonight. And the snow is still up there, but now it's moved over into Vermont. That should be pretty much dying off. Really cold temperatures, northern Maine, Presque Isle, and on up there. If you're going up there to get French fries, make sure your fuel is right. Otherwise, you're going to have a big problem. And also, the gale warning now has moved down to, let's see, about Cape Cod on down towards Jersey, and that's where it's at. And that's about it for the weather. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear the show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And now we go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What, pray tell, is going on in Israel? Because we're getting reports yesterday the Israeli defense minister was on Fox News saying Israel was preparing to strike the Iranian nuclear facilities.
Well, I did not hear that, but
he said it.
I will. Okay.
Yep.
But I will tell you that it is not. It shouldn't be really a surprise. It could be that they said something publicly as a shot across the bow, no pun intended.
Sure.
To Iran. Now, it appears, too, that the dissidents, otherwise known as the MEK,
yep.
Have also found yet another nuclear facility. They are certainly on our side. They are Iranians, and for a long time they were on the terror list, but they're not terrorists. They finally came off under the Obama administration under a lot of challenges trying to challenge the Obama administration, but it really should not come as a surprise. Israel, you know, they don't mess around, and rightly so. They may be using some interesting tactics as any kind of preparation for what they may do, to stop Iran. So, yeah, it's a close one to watch, and I would say that it is a big challenge to Anthony Blinken, and rightly so.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. And, yep, we're going to talk about H.R. 1. We're also going to talk about the COVID stimulus bill, which is being read aloud in the Senate. And they've been pulling an all-nighter. I'm not sure if they're still in session right now or not. I'll know in a couple minutes. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.